The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
It's The 70s Show on Radio Southland, 96.4 FM.
You are my love. You are my song, linger on. You are my song, I am your singer. You are my song, I am your singer. Someday, when we're singing, we will fly away, going winging. Sing, singing my love song to you.
Paul McCartney and Wings, from their very first album in 1971, Wings Wildlife. What we're here today is to have a chat about Paul McCartney, Wings, the story of a band on the run. It's a book, it's an oral history by Paul McCartney, edited by Ted Widner, published in hardback by Alan Lane, an imprint of Penguin Books, retailing at $95 New Zealand, or £35 sterling, or $45 US, or if you're after a limited edition, but I'd imagine that'd all be gone now. And yep, the £35, there we are, because there's only 175 copies each in the US and the UK, $4,000 US or £2,500 for the deluxe edition, plus all the bits and pieces and Paul McCartney's autograph. Barnes & Noble in the US charging one customer $7,500 US. There you go. But in an edition you can buy, 550 pages, including an index, over 100 photographs and two colour sections, and black and white published in the text. It's a really special book. I loved it. I know I'm a Beatles fan and Wings and a solo Paul McCartney, but this book is actually aimed for somebody like me. However, it's a very positive story of Paul McCartney and his second band, Wings, from 1971 through to 1981. The problems, the owls, the albums, the tours, the personalities, all covered in this chunky history book. It'll be a Wings book to go to for years to come. The story's told in direct from the people involved by way of quotes, and it must say it's done very well. After reading this book and thinking back over what I'd read, I couldn't get over just how positive the story had been. Despite many trials and tribulations, I've no reason to suspect anybody is telling fibs. There have been stories over the years about this and that in regard to Wings. Well, I prefer this story without any of the warts and all. And if there are any wart stories, they're the size of a pimple and shouldn't detract from what is truly a magnificent tome. The epilogue, before the index, has a good selection of lists and information that will keep any Wings head reading and remembering for ages. So we'll be celebrating Wings, Paul McCartney Wings, over the next hour, and hopefully going to pay play a track from each album. Are you going to be with us? I hope so. From the second album, Red Rose Speedway, released in 1973, a big hit, My Love.
And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood, it's in the hands of my love. My love does it good. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love does it good. And when the cupboard's bare, I'll still find something there with my love. It's understood, it's everywhere with my love.
We are from the album Red Rose Speedway from 1973, peaked number 5 in the UK and number 1 Billboard in the States. 1973, McCartney also and Wings were able to release the theme song from the James Bond, Live and Let Die.
Give in and cry.
say live and let die.
There you go. There, yes. Wings and Live and Let Die. The first Roger Moore, James Bond. And what a winner. What a winner. All right, you're listening to Radio Southland 96.4 FM with Terry T on The 70s Show. And we're celebrating the publication of Paul McCartney, Wings, The Story of Band on the Run. And what a magnificent book it is, 550 pages, and I just adored reading it, and it's going to be one of my faves. But anyway, 1973, Band on the Run, recorded in Lagos, in Nigeria. Paul was robbed, and they got away with some of the tapes as well. All bad news, but the good news was the music, and it was released in 1973, but it came and ran over into 1974, and that was it was the top-selling studio album in 1974, Live and Let Die. No, that's the single, Band on the Run is the album. But the tough thing is having to choose one track off each album. So I don't know, I just had to go with this one.
Late at night when the wind is still, I'll come flying through your door. You'll know what love is for. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Touch your lips with a magic kiss, and you'll be a bluebird. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bluebird.
Night air, as we head across the sea.
Listening to Radio Southland 96.4 FM, Terry T and the 70s Show. We come now to McCartney's and Wings, Venus and Mars, 1975. Topped the charts both in the US and the UK. It was recorded in London, New Orleans, and Los Angeles over 1974-75. And the track that was released that got everybody interested was this one.
All right, okay. Very good to see you down in New Orleans, man. Yeah, Harry. Yeah, yeah.
Anytime. People will find a way to go no matter what the man says. Love is fine for all we know. For all we know, our love will grow. That's what the man said. So won't you listen to what the man said? He said, that's what the man said.
Listen to What the Man Said. From Venus and Mars, it was a pre-release single. And what helped Venus and Mars get to number one was a world tour. And at the start of the world tour, this particular song started it all out.
Sitting in the stand of the sports arena, waiting for the show to begin. Red lights, green lights, strawberry wine. A good friend of mine follows the stars. Venus and Mars are all right.
Kitty,
There we are. You're listening to The 70 Show on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. We're celebrating Paul McCartney Wings, the story of a band on the run, book published by Penguin, or Alan Lane, part of the Penguin Group. And what a magnificent book. Yeah, and that's where I got a lot of the information from this, from today's program. And in 1976, the album that they were making, Wings at the Speed of Sound, and something that Paul wanted to do was to make sure that everybody had a say. Lead guitarist Jimmy McCulloch died 26 from drugs and other things that people do, a real shame. But they had a roundabout of drummers. Jeff Britton, he left, and Joe English came on. So Joe English was given a chance to sing a song on Wings' Speed of Sound. Must Do Something About It, written by McCartney.
I've just seen another sunset on my own. All day long I've been alone, and I must do something about it. Yes, I must do something about it. Played another losing card game with myself. Lonely joker on a shelf, and I must do something about it. Yes, I must do something about it. No one on the party line, no one seems to need a dime. No one even knows that I'm feeling this way. No one seems to need my vote. No one has to change.
There we are, here from Wings at the Speed of Sound, released in March 1976. Top spot in the US and number two in the UK. Four albums to get to number one, but hey, that's not bad. And because then you had the Silly Love Songs from it, which reached number one in the US. Yeah, and that giving everybody a chance was to back the critics, who are always critics. And Paul McCartney says he never listens to the critics. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, and Pigs Fly too. Because he gave everyone a song on this album, and that's because the critics were saying it's really just a vehicle for McCartney. And going back just a little bit, dear me, when the first Wings album came out, the Rolling Stone reviewer wrote, "The sorriest bag of dreck in recent memory." See, that's what happens when you're a Beatle, and then the Beatles break up, and you've got to, yeah. Anyway, 1976, the band was Wings Over America, a wonderful vinyl album, three vinyls in this album. Three albums. And people said, everybody thought, oh, you can't do that. But he did. And the album went to, you know, great heights. Anyway, never played New Zealand. No, they didn't. But anyway, they played High, 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 which is one to play. It was released. And because it's got High, 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 that means people were getting druggy. Oh no, can't do that. So the BBC banned it and, of course, made it a big hit. Yeah, here we go.
Fancy a bit of rock and roll.
Thank you, Paul. Wings Over America. High, High, High. Yeah, lots of crowd. Yeah, you're listening to Radio Southland 96.4 FM on the 70 Show. I'm Terry T, and we're looking at Paul McCartney Wings, the book and the music and the life of Paul McCartney. This show, this 70 Show, is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website. Yeah, I thought it was good too. Yeah, thank you. RadioSouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the programs tab. There we go. I knew he was finished there. Links to stream podcasts can also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. And you can also look for the podcast. No, you can't. That's especially not that one. You can subscribe to the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. Or there's the updated accessmedia.nz app. Look for the kiwifruit logo. Just download it for free from Google Play and then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. All right, London Town, 1978, and they were down again to three members. Ah, love it, love it, just love it. Deliver Your Children, sung there by Denny Lane, and it was a song co-written with Paul McCartney from their 1978 album, London Town. You're listening to The 70s Show on Radio Southland. I'm Terry T, and then we come to 1978 still, but the single. We know which single we're talking about. Ah, The Mull of Kintyre. One of the best-selling singles at the time in the UK. Sales were assisted by Christmas sales. It was a record. And what's the record? It topped the charts for 9 weeks. And it was the first single to sell 2 million copies nationwide in the UK. In conjunction here with the Bagpipes of the Campbelltown Pipe Band. And co-written with Denny Lane. And Paul McCartney, being the generous man he is after the group broke up, he gave Denny an extra £135,000, as you do, for a song that sold 2 million copies nationwide in the UK. It was the record that was kept until 1984. The mega seller Band Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas, as a fundraising single, has actually sold more than Mull of Kintyre. But Mull of Kintyre still apparently holds the single of a ordinary single release, over 2 million copies. Yeah, what does it sound like? I know one or two of you out there haven't heard it.
Mull of Kintyre, old mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be a mull of Kintyre. Far have I traveled and much have I seen dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Oh, mist rolling in from the sea, my desire is always to be here, oh, Mull of
Mull
We are the multi-million copies seller in 1977-78, the Christmas period, and Mull of Kintyre. That's Wings, Paul McCartney, Denny Lane, and Linda McCartney. And find out much more in the Paul McCartney Wings, The Story of a Band on the Run, published by Penguin and Alan Lane. Wonderful book, 550 pages. If it isn't on your Christmas list, it should be. Anyway, you're listening to Radio Southland, 96.4 FM, with The 70s Show and Terry T. Then we come to 1979 and the album Back to the Egg. Took over a year to record and was the final Wings release as far as albums go. In 1980, they were already for a tour of Japan, and Paul was caught with drugs in his suitcase and spent 9 days in prison. It's quite a story and quite a read in the book too. Did it happen or was it set? Well, we really don't know. Just a bit. Anyway, let's get back to the egg, 1979, and we're going to take two tracks. First one, So Glad to See You Here. From the album Back to the Egg in 1979, Wings. So glad to see you here. And say a hi to Flash out there in the bay. I know you're trying to listen today, so fingers crossed that it all worked out. Hey, all right, last track from Back to the Egg, and then it's just about time to go, almost. Baby's Request.
moon lays his head on a pillow, and the stars settle down for a rest. Just do me one small favor, I beg you, please play me my baby's request. It's the song that we heard when we started. Now the birds have all flown from our nest. But you could bring back memories departed by playing my baby's request. My baby said that she knows how it goes, but you're the one that really knows. So come ahead, just one more time and then we'll go to bed. But you could bring back memories departed by playing my baby's request. My baby said that she knows how it goes, but you're the one that really knows. So go ahead, just one more time and then we'll go to bed. When the moon lays his head on a pillow and the stars settle down, just do me one small favor, I beg you, please play me my baby's request. Play me my baby's request. Please play me my baby's request.
Boom, boom, there we are, Paul McCartney, Wings, the story of a band on the run. Great Christmas present, and it was kind of an early Christmas present too. Time for me to move along. Thanks very much for your company today. It's been a lot of fun in looking at Wings, and I hope you managed to find some songs there too that you hadn't heard for a while, or even at all. Yep. So I shall leave you in the safe hands of Helen Wheels, which is... if you listen to it and then say Hell on Wheels, it's so simple. It was recorded as a single for the American edition of Band on the Run, but not in the UK. Bye for now.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.